Workplace Incivility and Employee Sleep is the name of a study by Oakland University Assistant Professor Caitlin Demski. Now, workplace incivility can be found in many workplaces, and Professor Demski found that it can indeed affect an employee's sleep. What she also found was that it was the particular response to incivility called rumination that was most likely to affect an employee's sleep. Now, let's say that you're subjected to incivility from a colleague at work. If you're the type of person who can't let it go, or you spend time thinking about work incidents even when you're not at work, then you will be inclined to ruminate about the incident. You'll play the incident over and over in your mind, and this will prevent you from being able to sleep. Now, Professor Demski found that the way to short-circuit the ruminating behavior and protect one's sleep is to psychologically detach from work and find a way to relax after work. Now, another helpful strategy is to understand one's own as well as the colleagues' motivations and perceptions. Developing communication skills to learn how to address the colleague and resolve the incident can be especially helpful in gaining a feeling of control and to help stop the ruminating. Check out my presentations on bullying and resolving conflict, and let me help you sleep better, feel better, and work better.